I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast. A civil war inside the GOP over shutting down the government, also the ridiculous. Let's get started. Tomorrow, the GOP-controlled House is expected to pass a bill financing the government but defunding Obamacare. Virtually no chance of passing the Senate, and none whatsoever of escaping a presidential veto. It sets the stage for a government shutdown, which has a lot of House Republicans and a few key senators like Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, and Mike Lee saying bring it on, and other Republicans, including John McCain, warning of disaster.
Well, my message to my Senate colleagues is that we have seen this movie before, that Americans don't like government, but they don't want it shut down. And Congress will get the blame.
He's not the only Republican counseling caution.
We can't let the government shut down. We can't be kamikazes, and we can't be General Custer.
Well, similar warning, the Wall Street Journal from Karl Rove, the GOP strategist saying, quote, it would strengthen the president while alienating independents. It's an ill-conceived tactic, and Republicans should reject it. So that's one aspect of the inter-party warfare. Now there's another. Those same senators saying bring it on are also saying so many words we probably can't win, acknowledging they simply don't have the votes. And that is earning the ire of their House colleagues who are about to go way out on the shaky legislative limb. Arkansas Republican Congressman Tim Griffin tweeting, so far, Senate Republicans are good at getting Facebook likes in town halls, not much else. Do something. A nameless House GOP leadership aide went further, referring to the Texas state senator who filibustered an abortion bill. The aide declared, quote, Wendy Davis has more balls than Ted Cruz. Senator Cruz is now promising to get tougher. Plenty to talk about with Chief National Correspondent John King, Chief Political Analyst Gloria Borger, and Political Commentator Ana Navarro, National Hispanic Chair for the Huntsman 2012 campaign. So, John, are Republicans as divided on this issue as it seems, or is it just the loudest voices are the ones that are being heard?
Well, yes and yes, in the sense that Republicans are divided on this. And let me start with the idea that I think it's still unlikely to have a government shutdown, but there's a higher probability today than there was 2 or 3 days ago. Look, the vocal minority of newer Republicans, Tea Party Republicans, newly elected conservatives, mostly in the House, most of them from safe districts that the president lost by 20 points or more in the last election, they say this is what they were sent here to do, and they're going to do it, even though their leadership and their outside groups like the Chamber of Commerce, like the Wall Street Journal say, wait a minute, this is not the vehicle to have the fight about Obamacare, especially as we head into an election cycle in which Republicans are favored to pick up a few seats in the House and maybe even get control of the Senate. So politically long term, most establishment Republicans, most smart strategists think it's a mistake. But there's this vocal group, Anderson, that says we're going to plant this flag and fight, and we're going to play it out for the next 10 days over the government shutdown possibility and then again over the debt ceiling.
And Gloria, I mean, what are Republicans saying privately to you about what's going on?
Anderson, I just got off the phone with the senior House Republican, and he is so angry at the Republicans in the Senate. I mean, he didn't have much anger for President Obama, but for Republicans in the Senate, like Ted Cruz, for example, who they believe have sort of left them holding the bag here, he said to me, look, we have been beaten up by a grassroots movement started by Ted Cruz. We heard it in our town halls. Everything we heard this summer was, you've got to kill Obamacare. Then we decide we're going to try and defund it and take a stand. And what does Ted Cruz do? He says, oh, never mind. And so what he said to me is, you can't imagine the anger over here. He called Ted Cruz a demagogue and a half. He said, this isn't what you do to your teammates. They've been shooting at us from behind. Now they've put us in a bad position. And, you know, so, this is only the start.
Anna, I mean, if it's clear Republicans aren't going to be able to defund Obamacare, which it seems clear, then why keep pushing it?
Frankly, because John Boehner can't get to 218 votes. He tried it the other way. This is clearly not what John Boehner wanted to do. The problem is he doesn't have those 218 votes because of what Gloria and John just said, because folks like Ted Cruz have been going around the country ginning up the base and putting a lot of pressure on Congress members to defund Obamacare. So, you know, there's logic to this method of John Boehner's. Okay, we're going to try it your way. We're going to pass this. We're going to send it over to you guys, hot shots at the Senate. See what you can do.
Right.
Stop talking, start acting, and give it back to us. And then, you know, we're going to go from there.